devil on the track could do something to human beings. Mr. Jason.
What up?
I think this is our first one-on-one, no? Is it?
Yo, I think so.
Yeah, I've done one with Sedalia.
Like so many years?
4 years in the making.
Jesus Christ.
So how you been, man?
I've been good.
Yeah?
No, I'm not.
Do you want to pick a feeling, an emotion, please?
Man, you know, I feel like obligated to say that I've been good, but like, you know, it's just been like so much stuff happening in the world, you know?
Do you feel obligated as a, like a man to always put up a front?
Yeah, all the time.
And everything's under control?
Yeah, of course. When you're doing, you're not a man. What are you talking about? That's what the ladies say on Instagram.
True. Toxic, whatever it's called there.
You know what I mean? Of course, I got to show my toxic side, you know? I'm always good. I'm toxic for myself.
I think I feel like we're the most toxic for us.
Yes.
Because we put us second.
All the time. And I don't think... But don't let society tell you that. You know?
Shit. You can't. And you have to play the victim too, please.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's true.
The oppressor and the oppressee.
Oh, my Lanta. Yeah, you're getting into that?
Yeah, pretty much. But the thing is, we cannot avoid the subject.
No.
But
we're talking about oppressor, oppressee. You talk about women oppressing men? I'm kidding. Guys, don't come for me. Like, I know.
it could be many things.
No, but for sure. It is many things.
Communication, I feel, I used to be a firm believer of communication is key.
Uh-oh.
And now...
Communication used properly is
exactly
key.
And real communication, not with an agenda.
Shit.
A lot of people, and again, I'm going to take this to the personal before we go into the international in that sense... A lot of people use communication to validate their insecurities, their fears.
Yeah.
And it's a scary world out there because...
People weaponize it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's actually well put, well said. And it's really hard to navigate me as a person through all this information of the why, how, and the real cause of it all.
I've been going crazy the last couple days, years even, let's be honest. But over the last couple of days, I've been going extra crazy because of that. Exactly what you said.
And the thing is, I don't know if it's because of COVID or during that period of COVID where you had to pick a side and not picking a side is picking a side. And they'll put you on a side that they feel, regardless of what you think. If you do not verbalize, if you do not post, if you do not scream it out loud constantly,
yeah,
they'll put you in a category.
But it's funny, though, because ironically speaking, whichever side there is, when there's a cause that's not about their own, they're not speaking loudly or they're not speaking up for those causes either. You get what I'm saying? So then it's because what are we doing here? You know what I'm saying?
Like, what are we doing here?
What are we doing? What are the rules? What's the expectation? You know, because it's all fine and dandy for you to, you know, like you said, put me in a box because I didn't say anything or I didn't say anything out loud. Mm-hmm. However, let's say, for example, there's any other atrocity that's happening in the world or even amongst yourselves or whatever it is, and you're not speaking up about it because it doesn't impact you. You know what I mean? Like, for me at this point, it's like, what are we choosing? You know what I mean? Humanity, like humanity, envelops all of us, right?
Yes.
So the cause of injustice or the cause of not just injustice, but like any type of breakdown should be looked at by all of us as whether it's right or wrong in that sense, right? And being able to speak up for things, for everything, not just selective causes.
But it's strange that today it's so hard to determine what is right and what is wrong.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know what you mean. But I think we got to break down different levels.
But that's the thing. So different levels.
Yeah.
But that's for the educated. And that's for the well-informed.
Well-informed,
today
I would
is
say.
A luxury that not many actually have. I'm bombarded constantly. So a lot of people approach me this week wondering how come I didn't post anything.
Right.
Like the last, I call them waves, sadly.
I remember the last wave. It was during the pandemic too, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, there was another wave right after. right? Yes. After they always, there's always a wave around the end of Ramadan and whatever. So for those who don't know what we're talking about right now, we're talking about the whole Middle East, Palestine, Israel specifically, with all, you know, the other pawns in play here.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, before I even start, and this is ridiculous that I have to do this.
Disclaimer?
It's, I don't know. I just have to make things very clear.
Okay.
I'm against killing
100%
innocent people, innocent women, innocent kids.
I don't
kids.
Care where
exactly
it happens.
Like, again, these are babies. This comes back to the paradox of would you kill baby Hitler, or not,
so
it goes back to that. Now it feels like
why would it never, instead of would you kill baby Hitler, would you nurture differently, you know,
because it's easier. It's a lot easier, you eliminate, you eradicate.
I'm just trying to, you know, like ask, because sometimes we ask ourselves certain questions, but like you said, sometimes we ask ourselves the easier question and easiest answer and the easiest route.
But because they think people are dumb, so we just give you, because I hate it now that people come and they give you two options. When yet there's multiple options.
Very true.
So now I want to clarify something here, and I have to, I'm fed up. When I watch the news, and I enjoy watching the news in the sense that it's incredible that different outlets can give the news for the same situation, but different information.
I mean, we've seen it during, like, we were always seeing it, like, one of the best examples we've seen during, like, you know, just the Trump era, for example, right? You have Fox News, who's giving one version of the account, and then you have CNN giving another version of the account when there's only one definitive version. Let's be honest. Like, let's say, for example, you see...
Is there really?
But the perspective, what I'm saying is there's one message. So let's say Trump goes on a rant. And Trump says one thing.
Yeah.
There's no dispute in terms of what he said. If Trump said the sky is pink, I know. Yeah. But if he comes out and he says the sky is pink, it is undeniable, unequivocal, the fact that he said the sky is pink. We cannot dispute that. However, CNN will have their version as to, you know, why he said it. He said that because he's trying to, you know, woo the rednecks, blah blah blah. And then the Fox will say, oh, he said because he's trying to protect us. Trying to protect the country. So there's one unequivocal truth of what's happening, but the perspective that are coming, you know, from that side, I'm saying, you know?
I can give you an example even further down in history, the whole Iraq war.
Oh man.
Right?
I was uninformed about that until I became an adult.
But you see, but the funny thing was the outlets wasn't even CNN and Fox. It was the United States and the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
You would watch the news outlets and they would report for the same thing, but in complete.
I'm telling you, bro.
Different angles. What? And then you're like, okay, so how do you know what is right and what is wrong? Now, depending on where you situate yourself on the map.
Yeah.
What are your needs and requirements,
mm-hmm.
truth varies.
But it's so crazy. I'll ask you one thing. Do you still believe in truth is basically the truth is according to who the victor was, right? Like,
no, they say,
I don't
they
believe
say,
that
they
anymore.
They say history is written by
history was written by the winners.
By the winner.
Thank you. I perverted
but
that.
But that's what's going to happen, sadly.
But is it, though? Because look at it this way. When we're looking at the, going back to the Iraqi war, actually... Let's go back as not even as far as
go to Libya. Go for Libya, for example.
Yes, exactly.
Omar Gaddafi.
Yes. Exactly. Like
he was killed like a dog.
Yes.
He did a lot more good. I'm not saying
but
he
the
was
truth
perfect.
Came out, but the thing is people know the truth that he was killed like a dog.
But they don't know that.
Well, look at with Saddam Hussein and the weapons of mass destruction. There were none that were
but
found.
But there was no repercussions.
I know, but the fact of the matter is the truth still came out and the truth is out there.
But the truth doesn't matter.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you. Like what I'm trying to say is like either them, the winner, they were the winner, the US in this case, right? Let's put
because
it.
Before the truth had consequences.
The truth mattered.
But now it doesn't.
The truth doesn't mean anything.
Now they're just going to throw a carrot in front of you to something else. Because I told some friends, I was like, this is sad, but in 2 weeks, we're not going to be talking about this. There's going to be something else. And this is
You said that the last time.
Yeah, and I've been saying this all the time. Like there was a riot that was very impressive in Montreal a couple of days back.
Okay.
Friday, to be very precise.
Yeah.
It was massive, right, for Palestine.
Okay.
And people are like, oh, I'm surprised you weren't there. And I'm like, just show me in the last 20 years where a march changed anything. Because again, if it did, I would. Now, before we go into the details, because I already had this conversation with Sahar about Israel, I have no hate. I have no say particularly to change anything.
And to be specific, like Sahar is a very, you know, like he's a very proud, you know.
Yes, but him, man, he, right? He's the perfect example because there's four different pawns in play here.
Yes.
There's the Palestinians.
Right.
There's Hamas. Yeah. Two different entities.
Absolutely.
There's the Jews.
Yes.
And there's the Israelis. Two different entities.
Yes.
The thing is, people have to understand, before 47 or 46, I'm not too good with the dates.
I thought it was like, okay, yeah.
After the Second World War.
Yeah.
When they gave them, you know, the State of Israel and the whole
thing. Yeah, in my mind, I don't know why that was like 43 when it all enacted, but like
it's it could be. Yeah. Again, I'm really not good with numbers. We'll fact check that. We're talking a couple of years up and down. But they were showing the numbers. What fascinated me, they were showing the numbers of how many Jews were in the region of Palestine or Israel, however you want to call it today. Yep. It was about 11%.
Okay.
Right now, they're at 51%.
Okay.
So the thing is, giving people land, giving them this, giving them that, and there's good people, bad people, there's, you know, there's a lot of things that
both
we do not
sides,
know
good
about.
Good sides,
right?
Good people, bad people.
Everybody has blood on their hands here.
Yeah.
Now, we are at a point where I said this before.
Yeah.
That this whole situation will be resolved, sadly, when one annihilates the other.
Jeez.
And this is what's going on, sadly. The thing is, we have this conversation about the indigenous people of...
But that's not the perfect resolution, though. You said it'll be resolved.
I no, just but that's how it's going to end. That's,
that,
no,
that's
end.
What I'm saying. I'm just clarifying.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's...
Because I don't want people to misconstrue and say, oh, that's
no,
the,
shit.
The... That is not the perfect resolution,
no,
people.
No, it's definitely
but that,
not.
But that is basically what you're saying is...
That's what's going to happen.
That's how this happened.
That's what's going to happen.
How this, this is how this story ends.
Yeah, basically. This is literally... And this, we've seen this in history.
Yeah.
Multiple and multiple times.
Yeah, it's true.
Then what's going to happen is... Probably the way things are going right now, Israel is winning the battle.
For sure. 100%.
And then they're going to take over everything. There are about 2 million people, right?
Yep.
There.
Yep.
A couple of them.
We're talking about in Gaza.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Some are going to run away. Some are going to die. And then the little ones are going to have little tribes, and they're going to be the indigenous people of the land. And then that's over there. The end. And like the video you sent me, what was funny about it at the end, and remind me the journalist?
Mark Lamont Hill.
Yeah. When he asks, he's like, oh, you're going to give a safe place for the Palestinians to leave. Why don't you give them a safe place in Israel?
Yes.
Right? Because the Israelis are the first ones to say, we have Muslims in Israel.
Yeah.
We live in peace with them. So if they're innocent and these are kids. And I heard, I think more than 50% of the population of Gaza are under the age of 21.
That's crazy.
Get what I'm saying? So that's why the numbers are so crazy of the babies.
Of the women and children.
Exactly.
And right. Got
so
it.
So because of that, they're like, okay, so why don't you pick and choose and filter them out? Right? It's immigration. It's massive immigration.
Yeah.
And it's a lot simpler. You're saying, oh, no, Egypt should handle it. And from an Egyptian
Egypt's like, bro.
But right now, and I say this with all due respect, Egypt is literally Israel's. Anyway, it's like that closet where you put the things you don't want to see.
Just
go there. Because nowhere else, they're going to accept them.
Right.
And the fact that they're cutting off water, electricity, and everything like that, I find that...
Which goes... It is, but let's be honest. It is. It goes against, like, it's literally international war. But the funny part is, both, like, Israel and the U.S. are not basically... They're, like, I think one of the two countries that are not basically part of the... My brain has like a
the
black
accord there,
the accord there where technically it is a war crime. What's happening, but it's not considered because they can't be
Bush.
But they can't be prosecuted.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Tell that to Bush.
Bush. Yeah.
he did it multiple times.
That's what I said. And they can't be prosecuted. That's what I'm saying. Right? We can just like you can just say,
full immunity.
Like you can condemn. You know, like the
what does
U.
That do?
But what does that do? It's like shame. You know, but. Anyways, going back to...
But they have shame in a multi-billion dollar farm. So, yeah. Such a shameful life.
Damn.
Again, their kids are good. But again, I'm not here to point fingers. And what's crazy about all this is what shocked me about this incident here of the last week was the information. And again, I'm not going to use the word misinformation because I honestly don't know anymore what is true and what is not.
You're telling me.
Women got kidnapped.
Well, what we know is true. Hamas did
go
in, kidnap and like festival goers and like innocent people, they did do that. That mm-hmm. is not misinformation.
Okay.
We know that happened. So that's 100%, you know, true, right? We know the other truth is Israel did retaliate.
No, before the retaliation, let's start with the beginning. Okay. The spark that started this fire.
Oh, but, you want to go back?
No. I want to go back last week. Oh, okay. The thing that triggered Israel to go and then retaliate.
Because I'm going
to
say there's a lot of sparks.
No. I'm just thinking about, because like I said, I'm not here to resolve the Palestine-Israel situation.
This is decades-long, you know, conflict.
Who are we?
We can't. Dude, I'm new to this.
No, okay. I'm old to this, but the thing is the narrative keeps on changing constantly. Mm-hmm. And I'm a 70s baby. So the 80s, 90s with Yasser Arafat was a whole other approach to the situation and who was wrong, who was right, who wanted more, who wanted. And again, now I can only talk about what's going on today. Now, these ups and downs and these riots and when they go and elude and take people's out from their houses, this has been going on for
years. For decades. Yeah.
And now Hamas was throwing out rockets. Yes, I think one, they had the worst batting average ever. I think it was one rocket out of 200 that actually hit the target.
Well, also Israel has like very strong defensive, you know, like.
So it's just a waste of million of dollars.
Yeah.
That I still don't understand what was the point. Anyway, so finally they changed their approach. It seemed that Iran
funded
the whole thing.
Interesting.
Iran has multiple reasons.
They have their hands in.
Yeah. But because again, you have to go back to Iran's history from Khomeini and the cat way back when, why the United States tried to pull a coup on them.
Yeah.
So because of that. And the United States are known,
of course,
for meddling in people's international affairs.
Come on.
And Iran is like that paranoid person.
Dude, like, did you, like, I mean, for just this week alone, with the weapons that, mm-hmm. bombs and whatever that they supplied to Israel, the United States itself, mm-hmm. they made, like, in terms of the, like, I saw like the stocks and stuff like that for like certain
military
private companies went through the roof.
Yeah,
like business. If my heart wasn't some like such a bleeding heart, I would have been like, separate your heart. This is coming. Invest. Invest right now.
That's crazy.
You know it's coming. Invest. Yeah. But that's what they're doing though.
For sure. But we're never going to talk about
that. It's not about the people. It's not about the people.
They're sacrificing pawns.
Exactly. The Israeli people don't matter. The Palestinian people don't matter. You know what I mean? I'm not talking religion. I'm not talking about Muslim Jews.
But it's not a religious thing.
Exactly. But that's what people don't understand.
Because if it would be a religious thing, they have borders with four other Muslim countries. Right? The Saudis,
then they'd
Jordan,
be beefing with all of them.
But they're beefing for different reasons. They're not beefing because of... Palestine becomes a united cause for these Arab countries,
mm-hmm.
just to prove a point.
Yeah, because it's true. They're basically, you're right though.
But they're making it a religious thing, but it has nothing to do with religion.
Not.
It has absolutely nothing to do with religion. It's just the indigenous people versus, and then the Israelis are going to come and they're like, yeah, but the indigenous people before Israel, like Jews were there. But I'm like, I'm not talking about the Jewish people. I'm talking about the Israeli people.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that were 11%. That are 51%
now. Yeah.
So all of a sudden, imagine that.
How do you do the math, right?
Exactly. So I know there was high exiles after Second World War. Yeah. There's a couple of good videos about the history. Now, there's videos you have to watch that don't necessarily point blame. They just, this is what happened.
And
this is what history.
And that's the stuff that I like to look at.
Yeah. Right?
Those are the things that I have to look at, especially as someone who's an outsider who doesn't really have the background, the former background. Like, I'll rely on like stuff that, you know, like you'll share with me. You know, I have like I said, I have other friends that share. You know, I'm trying to create an opinion. I don't want to create
information.
I want to create understanding for myself.
Well said.
You know, and even with everything, you know, like, bro, I'm fucking lost still.
It's crazy. Even Ben Shapiro, I don't know if you know who he is.
Of course I know Ben Shapiro.
So he's very pro-Israel.
I know.
He posted a video yesterday.
Yes,
It was fascinating because I understand why people would believe him and be attracted. He's very charming. He's very eloquent. He speaks well. So he came with a video with the five, he says, the five stories or misinformation.
Okay.
So he comes and these are facts and these are lies and blah, blah, blah. And he's talking about the same things that pro-Palestine people would say. These are facts. Same thing.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the video, what was the most shocking was he's like, and humans without border are asking for your help to feed and help the Israeli babies. And I'm like, God damn. I'm like, holy fucking shit. You have the most advanced weaponry in the world. You are a rich country. And you're asking for international funds to help. And again, I don't want to talk bad or anything like that about Israel. What happened to them is really bad.
Yeah,
but they have the resources for it.
Right. Right.
If 700 people died
tomorrow. The point is to...
Petty.
Yeah, I mean, also look at it from a perspective of, like you said, I'd rather you give it to us than give it to my enemy.
Yeah, true. That is true, too.
I mean, like...
That is true, too.
Basically, that's
especially when they're cutting off water, electricity,
but basically,
fuel.
That's what it is, right? Like, you're like, why am I gonna feed my enemy?
At the end, I felt like, oh, where do I give money? Like, honestly, that video was...
It was good.
It was good. Okay. And I can't stand that guy, huh?
Oh, I'm not a fan at all.
I'm not a fan... Because he's very extremist. He said it literally this week. And everybody, like the Israelis, felt like they had like carte blanche.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're like, let's eradicate them. No pity. Whatever they did now is unacceptable. Let's do it. But I'm like, guys, you've done worse. Like the past year. I'm like how do you forget that though? Like, I'm not saying who is to blame here. There was repercussion. It's like an adult versus a kid. Gaza, sadly, every time they try something, stupidly.
But is there such a thing as overspanking in war?
Well, yeah.
I'm asking.
That's what we call genocide. That's what we call...
I know. Yeah. But is there, because in this case, what I'm trying to say, like, mm-hmm. they didn't sign up to follow any international war. So in their case, is there, yes, public perception, they're getting, like, I wouldn't even say everybody, but people are seeing what's happening. And we're like, it's like a David versus Goliath thing now. Because we're like, whoa. You guys are being Goliath extreme, but at this point, on their side, they're like, "Well, we're not breaking any rules. This is justified retaliation."
But it's non-responsible retaliation. Like somebody pointed out, they're like, "With the military why don't you just go into Gaza?
Yeah,
by foot.
Yeah,
military, mm-hmm. and go door by door.
Yeah, okay,
and catch them.
Yeah, but you know what?
You guys are just throwing grenades."
It's easier to throw shit from far.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why there's many...
There's no collateral damage on their end.
Yeah, but...
I said on their end.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Because then, again, I'm not for or against. I have to repeat myself constantly because I feel now they can use this as clickbait, literally.
Yeah.
I'm not for... Like, war is war, sadly. But this is not a typical war where you have one group of people versus another group of people.
Right.
Israel is saying that Hamas is using the people of Palestine
to hide behind everything. Yeah.
If that is the case and they put like their secret hideouts under hospitals and stuff like that. Okay. If that is the case, why don't you, since you blockade them already, since you control their electricity, water, and fuel, you control the waters, the port, everything that comes in, you control the airspace, why don't you just come in with that special militia that they have, I forgot the name of them, the special militia that Israel has, will come in, infiltrate, and, you know, like special forces like the United...
But to be like, just to look at it from Israel's point of view for a moment, why would I forward my enemy that?
Because that's right. That's literally the right thing to do.
I know, but they didn't do... I'm just talking about... I'm just talking, looking at it from that perspective. Once again, my enemy did not afford me that when, you know, they kidnapped a bunch of like innocent partygoers and everything like that. And why am I going to afford them any type of, because the concept, the whole goal is to be the winner.
But that statement is false.
They want to crush.
But that statement, what you just did,
explain to me
is
how,
false.
So I
you said if your enemy didn't give you that.
Yes.
But you went in mosques and where there's video footage.
Understood, but I can't.
What do you mean? You can't? You just...
But I'm talking about, the thing is, I'm only talking about from a perspective of what we said, right?
Last week.
Yes.
Everything before that doesn't count.
Because we said that in the beginning of the conversation. That's why I'm not trying to once again,
No.
It is trying to get understanding because that's what they're using right now. Remember.
Yeah, that's
They're not talking about anything else. They're not talking about anything prior. Mm-hmm. They're talking about this is what happened last week. This is why we're doing what we're doing. So to talk about the other things, it does matter. And I agree 100%, mm-hmm. but that's not what they're focusing on. Because even amongst the world, the international community, when they're talking about Hamas, they're talking about what Hamas did last week. Yeah. You're not talking about anything else prior to that.
But the people, that's the issue. Now, when you go to the public, right? Because politics is politics, right? Politics is bullshit. But now when you have people are saying the Muslims, the Arabs, the Palestinians did this. These are three things that are false.
Talk.
It's not the Arabic community that did what they did to Israel. It's not the Muslim community that did it to Israel.
Say it.
It's not the Palestinians.
Yep.
There is a face and a name to these.
Who did it? Say it.
It's Hamas.
There you go.
Right? They claimed it. They said it clear.
They said it straight up.
And did you know that the two major chefs of Hamas?
Yeah.
One is in Qatar. One is in the United States. Did you know that? If you go on Google and write head of Hamas, one lives in Qatar. The other one lived in Qatar and got exiled because there was issues. And now he lives in the United States.
That reminds me of all these Quebec politicians who, you know, all about language laws and education and stuff, but send their kids to go to school in UK or in the US and stuff like that. But their kids go to private English schools. Yeah. But over here, though, that reminds me exactly of that.
Yeah. We have the same issue language of in Algeria, for example, where there's this new law that came out this month where kids cannot speak French. There's no private schools in French anymore.
Is that because they're rebelling against the colonizer?
Yeah, but all the rich people send their kids overseas.
Of course.
So the only people that are being victims here are the local people.
Because they're not learning more. They're not getting that opportunity.
And what's ironic, especially in Kabylie, the Berber side of Algeria, they don't speak Arabic. Zero.
Right. They speak Berber
and French.
So now there's going to be, in terms of communication.
So now the second language in Algeria is English, all of a sudden.
But the Berber people, speak English. Any opportunities
they have to learn Arabic
could come from them, you're forcing them to.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they're using the card that we have to keep our language from the oppressor.
Of course.
Sounds familiar?
Hey, for me, it's always fuck the oppressor all day. But at the same time, can I blame if I have all that power?
But the oppressor is not the language.
I know, but you have to use a vehicle.
But you have to have something
as a vehicle to push.
But that's why I told...
To
bring it back to Israel. So they're like putting these words out. Arabs, the Muslims, even when they talk about Israel, the Jews. I'm like, but wait, Israel is so proud to say there's about 8 or 9% of the population that is Muslim. So when they talk about Israel, they're not talking only about the Jew community. No. There's the Christian community and there's the Muslim community.
Right.
So why do you keep on putting labels where they're not supposed to be? Right? It's like, I'll give you another example for people to understand me a little bit more, where I get not irritated would be the proper term, was, let's just say, immigration here in Canada.
Okay.
If you're a positive influence, you're Canadian.
Yeah.
The minute that you're negative,
t'es d'origine.
Exactly.
Oh, ouais.
So this is what's going on right now.
Black.
you see what I'm saying? The same way they did that for fucking COVID, when they were saying, oh, if you don't get vaccinated, that means you're not educated. You remember that?
Yeah, of course.
So that's
a lot of stupid people out there.
But shit.
But some of them.
How does this computer work?
Shit.
You know what I mean? So 100%. Now people from outside that don't know, depending on, and the algorithm of YouTube is impeccable. I have to go on Google for the opposite side to actually have the narrative.
My Instagram algorithm is actually pretty good though.
Oh yeah. So you avoid the
No, I'm always saying one side.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. No, but me,
maybe
I'm doing
the
research. No, but that's what I'm saying.
Am I biased? No, I'm joking. No, I'm not.
I'm looking for the other side, and then it just evens out.
Yeah, me, it doesn't even out.
Oh, yeah.
Me, it's all one side.
Because it always fascinates me to see, okay, so this is what happened.
Yeah.
Now I wonder, because the whole thing now, right now, from what I'm understanding, and again, the whole decapitated babies.
Yep. Yeah.
The rape. It seems that there is a certain degree, or maybe a total.
It was exaggerated?
That it wasn't true.
But does that change the fact that there were innocents killed?
Actually, there is a big difference.
I'm listening. Yeah, no, yeah. I'm asking these from perspective of someone who would,
because,
you know.
Because, again, no. So I'm not trying to say what they did is okay. I'm just saying.
I know. That's why I'm asking what I'm asking.
That you killing innocent people because you're stuck in this situation where there's no chance of you winning anything. So you're just trying to damage the best way you can or provoke the best way you can.
Oh, yeah. That happens to me all the time.
Okay. So, and then they were like, oh, shit. Okay. Because imagine the narrative here. If they only killed, they killed what? 600 people, I heard? 700?
About that, yeah.
Yeah, 700. But then they were like, okay, 700. But compared to what you guys did, that's nothing.
Yeah. And but, currently doing.
Yeah. And then they were like, but wait.
Yeah.
It's not only 700. They decapitated and raped women. Oh, that 700 now is worse.
Oh, of course. No, you
get what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, so me originally when I heard the news, right away I'm like, damn.
But,
why
but the people are still dead though.
No, no, people are dead. I get that. Don't get me wrong here. Yeah. But I'm saying killing
people.
Oh, no,
I'm people, not saying it to make you wrong. Yeah, but yeah. I'm just, it's just more for like, no, you and I are having the conversation, but it's more for like the broader perspective of everyone else.
But they're
right?
trying Listen. To paint it even now again. Yeah. I'm not saying it's false or not false. Maybe they were, maybe they're not. Because the thing is, I was seeing it from a point of
but
view.
You're
I was
right.
like, Hamas are dumb people if that was really the case. They're people that it's pointless at
I mean,
this
we
point.
Did see them parading around bodies, spitting on the bodies and stuff like that. We
yeah,
did,
but they did the
that.
Same thing for Omar Gaddafi and Saddam Hussein.
Yes, for sure.
And that was okay because it was killing the oppressor.
Right.
Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then they were like, yeah, he deserved that because he raped people, he killed people. It's always that same card that comes out. Yeah. The things that shock the most is babies and women.
Look, let's be honest. If you hear someone was murdered,
mm-hmm.
right, like just a personal person, you know, you hear that they were murdered, like they were shot. I'm like, okay, you're pissed off. But if you did hear that that person was, you know, assaulted, they were, you know, mutilated, and then they were killed, yes, I agree. You will, you know. The type of revenge and bloodlust that I'll have it goes through the roof. I still want revenge if they were still murdered, right? But like to know what happened and, you know, that they were desecrated and all these things like that and they were tortured, humiliated before they were murdered, 100%.
No, I get that.
Because no, but that's what I'm saying. I understand the narrative of that being pushed because then you get more soutien, you get more support.
Yeah, yeah. And
from,
that everything gives them carte blanche now, right? They're like, oh shit, they did that. But then everybody's like, wait, so they kill babies. And they're like, yeah, they beheaded them. There was like, where are the pictures? Because it was only thrown out there.
I think I heard that CNN.
And then I looked for the pictures.
Oof,
I really looked.
I would not be able to.
But the thing is, no. Because
I saw too many like over the last couple days. Of
the
like,
only pictures
know,
I found were these blurry things.
Yeah.
And you don't even know what's behind the blurry thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And then they would show you a picture of a room, of a baby's room with blood on the wall. But I was like, there's a big difference between collateral damage, right? Because keep in mind,
I hate that term.
Yeah, I hate it too. But we are all collateral damage.
We are
in this greater scheme of politics and life.
It's
and
all politics. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
People are making more money right away. Israel threw out there, it's our 9/11, and I was like, whoa, why? I was like, that's like, oh, it was a surprise attack and like the casualties. But when I saw 700, 900,
yeah.
I was like, that's a big number.
It's a big number.
But I was like,
I think it was also the way that it was done, which what makes it like it's.
But do you realize Rwanda got 3 million people?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
What's happening in Congo right now?
Exactly. I'm like, but
that's what I'm trying to. That's why I say when people are telling me or people say pick a side about these certain things or you're not posting about these certain things. But nobody's posting about what's happening in Congo.
Yeah, because
nobody,
there's no,
you know what I mean? That's currently happening. And we're talking about the death toll.
What happened? What's happening in Ukraine and Russia? It's over? No,
it's on pause.
Ah, okay. One story at a time.
Trudeau has to send a couple more billion, you know?
Yeah.
To Ukraine.
And then I'm thinking, the way I'm seeing it, maybe probably in 2 weeks, Kanye's going to say something crazy.
Oh,
again.
Kanye's coming back, baby.
And Trump too, and then we're going to focus on that.
Oh, for sure. News cycle, baby. You know it is.
And then we're going to forget about whatever. Like, it's just going to be written in history that they retaliated.
Yeah, but all jokes aside, this is me from someone, like, as an outsider.
Mm-hmm.
What do you... okay, I'm trying to see how I could frame this properly. Because, once again, for me, it's not about choosing sides. But, like, where's the humanity in it all? Like, do we
long gone?
Do children and women, the death of women and children, And people under the age of 21, you know, such like, you know, those groups, do they not matter because it's, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, I mean, I don't understand how we can say one death is justified over another.
So I'm going to do what I usually
and
do.
I'll say why before you continue.
Okay, fair enough.
Because I saw, for example, Jamie Lee Curtis, they said she had posted
a picture.
Of
I'm laughing because it's the dumbest American thing to do.
The thing to do, where it was pray for Israel. You
know, poor Israeli
but
kids.
But the picture in the background with Palestinian children.
Yeah. Misinformation.
And then once she realized that, it was like, you removed it, and then it's pray for Israel.
Yeah.
Same thing for Justin Bieber. He had a picture of a destroyed, like it was Gaza, yeah. Right? But
because
pray for Israel
to do.
In the background. But once it was done, he removed the picture and just wrote pray for Israel. But here's the thing, guys. Can we not care about people on both sides?
No, like, you can't.
Caring about people
you can't.
On both sides. I'm not talking about caring about politics. And I understand there's a lot of nuance. There's a lot more depth that I may not have that understanding for. So this is for both my, you know, my Jewish friends that share stuff that I'm able to see and that I, you know, I will learn some history from as well. But this also goes from the humanitarian aspect, right, of what I'm looking at. I'm just seeing people are dying. I'm seeing children are dying. And I want to ask a question, like, in your heart, do you really feel that it's justified that, you know, children, women are dying on the opposite side? And this would go for either, like, you know, like Palestinians who would rejoice in what Hamas did. You know what I mean? Or say, if they are people saying, you know, is it justified? You know, I just want to know, is it in your hearts? Are people able to actually sit down and say the truth? Don't talk about your political alliances. Don't talk about your religious, you know, alliances. Talk about from a humanity standpoint. Like, can you literally say that this retaliation is okay, or what this person or what this group did was okay? And I'm talking about both sides. You know what I mean?
So to respond to this,
and I'm an outsider. That's why I'm asking it.
But you're not
way.
An outsider, and I'll prove it to you.
Oh shit!
So this is, I'm gonna take this from Sahar. Once he told me this on the pod multiple times.
Okay.
Humans are bad people.
Yeah, yeah. We all know Sahar hates human.
Exactly.
He hates
and this is
he
one of
humans.
The rare things we agree upon. Yet he'll still pick a side here. That's the
But
irony.
He has to because he has an allegiance.
No, that's the thing. And again, now, if we go back in time, because I always do this, right? For us to understand the present.
He's vegan, but he wears Nike shoes. I'm sorry. Like, you know.
And has an iPhone. I'm just putting it out there.
So, but that's what I'm just trying
By
to say.
By the way, Apple, send me more phones. So.
At the end of the day, what I'm just trying to, express, we all have an allegiance. We may have our fucking
but do we
morals.
But do we need to? That's the source here. And now let's just go back.
I mean, unless he wants to walk the world barefoot, I don't think Sahar's gonna
No, but that's what I'm saying. So I'm just gonna take what Sahar said. Humans are evil, and that is actually proven,
including him,
constantly. I'm not, there's no exception to the rule.
Yeah, I meant all of us.
Yes, but the thing is, if you look through history, people did evil things but were justified it by religion, culture, fear, color of skin.
Always.
This is nothing new.
Tribalism.
Exactly. The thing is, we were never, as humans, united. Never.
No.
This was never seen in history.
Even amongst your own, like, you know, your own.
But I'm not even going, like, just go by nation. Go on the biggest scale possible.
There's subgroups and subcultures.
There's always subgroups. But do you remember, not long time ago, the conquistadors literally cleansed South America for the name of the king, the name of religion.
Yeah.
Now it's just a chapter in a book.
And then the British, you know, did it in search of spices.
Yes.
And they
Portuguese
don't use those
did
spices.
It. Italians did it. The French did it. I can name you all.
Yeah.
And then we can go back to Africa and say the Arabs did it when it came to
slavery
too.
Yep, exactly.
And then,
but then the Africans did it amongst themselves, to themselves.
But that's the thing. That's humanity. So what just fascinates me today, we say we're growing, we're evolving.
Taught. It's not taught. It's innate.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
it's because it comes out of fear or misunderstanding, right? If you're not like me, you must be against me. You are a danger to me.
Yeah.
And this is you, or you follow or you get annihilated. Genghis Khan destroyed Asia and Europe.
Yep.
He's a little tiny chapter in the book. Alexander the Great, when he did it,
yeah.
He was great.
He was great.
Right? He was bringing modernism to Asia.
Educating.
Yeah, excuse me.
Knowledge.
Yes. And putting his babies right and left and rape and shit like that. But that's okay.
But it's okay.
Because that he was the times. Knowledge. Right? And the thing is, today, we're saying that we're more evolved, yet we're not.
Are we?
But that's what I'm saying. So we're not.
The things I've seen over the last couple of days.
But it's in a better box and a better wrapping.
Is it?
Yes, it's for the, you know, the greater cause of humanity. And we're killing the evil. Because now what they're doing is what? Hamas, Palestinians, Muslims, Arabs, whatever, whoever you speak to, they're evildoers. They rape kids and cut off their heads. And those are evildoers. We must destroy them. And once that is an international narrative, everybody's going to be like, we support you. We pray for you.
I get it. But also, and once again, I'm always going to try. I'm going to try and look at things from the other side, too, is just looking at. So with what happens from the Israeli, I'm actually going to say the Jewish community, Jewish people. It comes from what you said earlier, right?
Yes.
Based off of fear.
Yes.
Right? Because what happened to them, they were, you
exactly.
know. Exactly.
And
right?
That's the thing. They were the oppressed.
Yes. They were, but that's the fear of never wanting to be there again.
How many times do you see somebody getting bullied? Okay. Once he overcomes that, he becomes the bully?
Does it happen that often?
Okay, I'll give you.
No, I'm asking. I'm just trying to think.
I'll give you simple examples that people, young kids, could relate to more than anything else. Take these new billionaires, tech billionaires.
Yes, yes.
These nerds that were bullied.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now they're the biggest bullies out there. They're the biggest. If you just watch the movie The Network from Facebook,
yeah, yeah.
Zuckerberg and that became the ultra bully. Once he had the power, yeah. We as humans.
I didn't watch that yet. I just finished watching Painkiller, though.
Oh, I started it, didn't finish it. And I can only imagine, because it seems I said a phrase and they're like, they said it in the show. I was like, well, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Just saying. It was good.
And that's the thing is these people, again, it could be, you know, weak people. Then they go to the gym, they become strong.
Yeah, that's true.
And then humanity cannot find a middle. You have to go on one side or the other.
That's not always the case. You have exceptions.
Show me an exception.
Me. I got bullied. No, I'm joking.
But you bully sometimes too.
No, but I'm not bullying in a conventional bullying type of way.
Potato. Like, you know
I'm
what
doing
I mean.
It right now. Yeah. What do you mean?
Are you gaslighting me?
That is so hard.
But you see, there's no, like they tell you, you are the hero or the villain in somebody's story.
Hey, that's my line.
But you get what I'm saying?
Yep.
So we cannot find anybody neutral. If you take even saints,
so you Jesus, can't be both, huh?
Jesus was evil for the Jewish and the Romans way back when.
Yeah.
And he was the savior for the Christians.
Everyone else. Well, Moses Christians didn't really exist.
Yeah.
But yes.
Whoever exactly. they were. Moses for the Hebrew people compared to the Pharaohs. All these stories of heroes, they are the villain to somebody else.
Yeah, Moses was the man when I was growing up.
But since he won, technically speaking, he's the one writing the story.
Yep.
Right? If Hitler would have won that war, he would have said that he cleansed the world
of
the Jews or the black people
anyone
and whoever
who wasn't on
his list.
Exactly.
Right? But the fact that he died and he lost.
We can spit on his
he name. Is the he is the evil. So it's always the
I
one
mean,
that
he
loses.
Was evil regardless.
But we're all evil. Yeah, you know, again, I'm not trying to I'm just saying through history.
Yeah.
Genghis Khan was seen as the savior of Mongolia.
Yeah.
Right? But then when he lost, karma, you
no,
must
No,
fall.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Romans,
what you're saying is true.
Same thing. It's all through history. It's been going on forever and ever. Now, the only thing is the tools of manipulation. Before was power. Yeah. I said, I have power.
Now it's media.
Now it's media. Yeah. Now it's information. So it could be this little guy behind a keyboard.
Yeah, oh, shit. It's
and
true.
It could... Completely.
Set a whole bunch of shit off.
Exactly. So there's
destabilize fucking countries, man. Just from, but I mean that's warfare right now, right? That's how they do warfare now, right? Electronic, informational, yeah. All this stuff like that,
and misinformation. Man. But the thing is, even there could be a little bit of truth in that misinformation, it will be diluted.
Man, I don't know. Like I said, like for me, I just wish that people could like. Just be honest with themselves. Yeah, I know you're laughing. as a soundbite. Okay, 44 minutes. I know you son of a gun. You're gonna take this one. You're gonna make this a clip. Fuck you. But I'm being so sincere, man.
No, I know you're sincere, but I'm wondering, are you that naive?
I have moments.
Okay. But I love you for it, though.
I have moments.
I love you for it.
This is fucked up, man. Like,
that's why I'm more on the opposite side of you right here. Yeah. Where I tell people, I understand, I feel, I'm not going to go in March. I'm not going to start posting things because I know for a fact.
It's not going to change anything.
It's not going to change.
What if it changes something one day?
When did it change?
I don't know. I said, what if?
What if? Okay, what if? The first thing.
What if that one spark, you know? Like, because they always say like.
But because they don't have power. These are people screaming.
Yeah.
Right? It's like having 1,000 mosquitoes.
But it's like, it's the weird thing. It's so funny that you say it. You said they don't have power, but at the same time,
yes,
that person who's behind the keyboard, right, who puts out misinformation,
yes,
is holding some type of power.
No, because, he's not. He's just working for the corporates and those who have real power, but those who are making money.
But what I'm saying is that the minute you hit enter, or the minute you submit that you know, whatever information, misinformation that you have, it becomes like a snowball effect, right? Whether it's true or not, it gains steam, right? And then that affects the minds, and it affects it, not just the minds, but it affects the actions of others included. So you have more people at that point.
Yeah.
Whether it's true or not, or whether they were able to debunk it or not, it's picking up steam. When it's picking up steam there, you're getting more support for this cause. People will probably start saying, hey, let me donate to this cause, to feed into this shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or whatever, if it was a good thing or not. So I'm just saying, like, yes, I understand what you mean by, like, they don't have the power in the conventional sense, but maybe, like, you know, in terms of maybe marching doesn't necessarily change much.
I've never heard a march change anything in the world. I've never.
Well, I mean,
don't give me that Vietnam thing.
Some.
That's the only one that came to mind.
But that's the only one I can use.
But
you know?
Even that was because they were losing too much money and they had to let go. It wasn't because of the people.
Yeah.
They used that saying, yeah, people fight the power. That was just in their little bubble. They were trying to prove that they did a change, but it was all bullshit.
But we don't know that.
But again,
I'm not saying we don't know that. What I'm saying is, like, how it was positioned, right? It made it seem like
I'll give you the example of Palestine. There have been marches worldwide.
Yeah.
Major people in New York, big cities, and everything.
Yeah, I saw UK. UK was pretty big.
Exactly. They're humongous.
Yeah.
Are the government going to go against Israel because of that?
No. No.
You get what I'm saying?
No, but it brings, like,
what, awareness?
A bit,
to the
does,
poor.
But it does bring more to the awareness.
Poor. And when I mean poor, I'm not financially poor. I'm talking about people that have, they're poor of power. They have zero power.
Yeah. And once again, like I said, so, like, speaking as an outsider, once again, I agree, but, like, because this stuff is, I wouldn't say it's fairly new, but it's new enough to me, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
10 years for me of, like, kind of learning a bit more. Like, I always knew it existed, but 10 years of really more or less, you know, getting a bit more acquainted in terms of the intricacies and everything of it. And I'm still fucking learning as it goes. Like, for me, I guess it is maybe like a false sense of hope, perhaps.
That's exactly it.
You know what I mean? That's given. But it's also the fact of the matter is, like, we're learning things and people are understanding things. Maybe that person who's poor in power now, who is, you know, growing up, might be that person who might be able to make some change in the future. You know, like, they're going through, like, whether it's like, you know, like, hey, I want to go through this system, I want to go through the governmental system, whatever, and try and make some type of change. So maybe that's the way, like, sometimes I choose to look at things.
But change is good. Change will happen. Don't get me wrong. But if somebody decides to create change, somebody else has his hand in your pocket.
Yeah, I mean,
he has to sponsor it, and he has to agree, and he has to gain something in the back.
Somebody gotta get a little rub.
There's a change of power that you've seen in the American government and the European, you know, entities, but there is always somebody in the back.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, I'm going to put my money on that horse, but in exchange, I need this to advantage my family, my company, my influence, or whatever there is. Don't you find it fascinating that these multi-billion dollar countries, Arab countries.
Corporations?
No, countries.
Oh, countries. Okay, sorry. Yeah.
The Saudis, Qatar, all these people.
Yeah.
Right? Multiple money. They're Muslims.
They're quiet.
They're like, listen.
I know.
That's a your problem. Because they don't see it as a Muslim attack.
No, but
they don't see it as an Arabic attack. Yeah. They see it as a Palestine and Israel.
Yeah, people with money.
Exactly.
Or people who are actually looking at it for what it is. They know it's not.
Exactly.
It's not, like,
so how come it's only the
whenever
poor
I look
countries?
At it, I don't look at it in one bit. I'm not looking at it as a you know, Muslim Jewish attack.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not. I can't. You know what I mean? It's impossible for me to see it like that. at this point, just, you know, maybe I'm not the most familiar in terms of the whole geopolitical landscape and everything, but from what I know and from what I understand, there's a lot of things that don't make sense.
Yeah, yeah. Because, but if you take South Africa,
you also have people who believe, and maybe I'm probably getting ahead of myself, but like a two-state solution. But why? And I'm talking about people from both sides. You know what I mean?
But that boat has sailed.
But we never hear it. But
that boat has sailed.
Has it? Like, yeah. Yes, completely. Like, I mean, it's 50, we're talking about 54%.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Obliteration of, like, you know, the entire, you know.
Like, they want to stay, but I'm going to control your electricity, your water, and your economy. You don't have a passport. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah, for
like,
sure.
And the thing is, Netanyahu didn't help the cause because I feel like there was a retaliation to what he did.
He didn't help? Oh, surprise.
When he brought the, when he went to the G20, I think, when he brought the new map of the Middle East.
Okay.
And it was Israel completely.
Oh, that I didn't
know. Yeah. He walked in and everybody's like, but that's just disrespectful at this point. And he's the boss. He's like, yeah. What are you going to do about it? Right? What are you going to do about it?
Absolutely nothing.
And that's the thing. So I feel like these are, because everybody, like now there's information coming out that Israel already had plans for Gaza for real estate.
I saw that. Like, would they have the whole, like,
maybe
fucking,
it's true. No? Yeah, it looks like fucking La Ronde.
Look like, yeah, it looks like a whole thing. Yeah.
This roller coaster.
But I don't know. Like, for that, like, I try not to get too, like, you know.
Yeah. But the thing is that misinformation, is that true?
Because it's still, you know, unless they come out and say it.
But they will never say it.
I know. I'm laughing as I'm saying it. I'm just saying, like,
we are guilty of, you know, we had real estate ambitions.
But they got balls, though, sometimes, you know? Like, sometimes they say shit. Like,
but we do the same. Okay, and again, now I'm not going to compare. But when it comes to real estate, when it comes to power, now they're going and killing with a purpose because we got hit. So we're allowed to retaliate.
Yeah.
But we do this here in poor neighborhoods for real estate. They come in. We see this in a multiple times in movies where these real estate giants come in and they push you out. They come and burn your thing because they want to buy your land for a cheaper price so they can build condos, buildings, or whatever.
Yeah.
So imagine that now on an international scale. Imagine that.
It's not impossible.
But that's what I'm saying. Now, I'm not saying Israel is doing that. I'm just saying that you started at 11%. You had 51%. I'm just saying you're playing Monopoly with all the boardwalks.
Oh, they're playing chess. Everybody is just rolling dice, playing stick and ladders.
You're playing chess, but the other team only has pawns and a king.
Yeah. That's all they got.
So again, I'm not saying it's fair, not fair, because they were already on the other side.
Well, we sort of are saying.
But they were on the other side. This is what fascinates me. They were oppressed before.
Yes.
Right? And the thing is, if you go back enough in time, when Sahar brought up the point, way back when Palestine wasn't only Muslim, that is 100%
true. Yeah.
But they lived in peace with the Jews, Christians and the Muslims because Jerusalem is the bed of all religions, the beginning of most, you know, the major religions of the world.
Exactly.
So they were always finding a way to make it work until the British came because of World War I. And then after World War II, they just, you know, and then the Zionists came
The white man, huh?
Yeah. And then the Zionists came through because even the Jewish community, those who are very religious that follow.
It's broken. They don't necessarily. Like,
they're not allowed.
Hasidic Jews, they're not
allowed.
They don't agree.
They're not supposed to have a land until God brings it to them.
Right.
That is what's written in their holy book.
Yeah, I see they stand with some of the marches. I see a lot of Hasidic Jewish folk there.
Because they're saying this is blasphemy to their religion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you have to understand there's a big difference.
It's crazy.
Between the Jews and the Zionists. The Zionists are the Israelis of today. That's pretty much, it's the evolution, right? And that started in Poland, if I do remember.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, I'll send you the documentary. It's really interesting how they got there. It's actually a success story, technically speaking.
Right.
For the Zionists. They had a plan, they wanted their own land. With, again, I would understand that. Everybody wants to have a piece of land, a place they can call home.
Home, yes.
Because there were always Jews in Poland, Jew in Eastern Europe.
Right.
And then after the Second World War, it became very complicated. So that's why they exiled literally to Palestine. And then the British were like, okay, if you give us, because they had high-end power and politics in different countries. And they're like, well, listen, if you back us up, we'll give you the land that you wanted. But the original plan.
And the thing is, like, Britain, who were they to do that?
Here we go again. Then,
once again.
See? They're like, oh, we fucked up. But yo.
And now, now they're like, hey, you deal with it.
Because they can't go against Israel. They're the ones who created Israel.
I know. Crazy.
And there was supposed to be like a two-state affair. That then...
It would have worked.
It would have worked. But then Palestine wasn't agreeing.
They
were like,
no, they weren't. They were like...
I'm like, so we got fucked.
It's like, this is my house.
And the promise of Palestine being free was if they helped them with World War II. That's the irony of it all. They got blackballed, literally. And then they're like, oh, by the way, we're not going to keep our promise with you guys. And you're going to have some noisy neighbors now. You know what I mean? Because they didn't have a problem with the Jewish people of that land. They had
no problem with
all the immigration. So now imagine, and I'm going to put this for Quebecers to understand. So imagine if there's
Palestinians were anti-immigration at the time.
It didn't make sense. They didn't have their country. They already had the British there. Mm. And the whole, you know, they were like, yo, can I get my land back now here?
Yeah, okay.
Because you have to understand that they're the ones who indexed Palestine. Before Jordan and Palestine was one land, right? Then they started cutting pieces. Give a little bit to Egypt too. Because Africa's biggest issue right now is those lines that were created by the colonizer.
Yeah, by the white man. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? They destroyed tribes, they destroyed culture, they destroyed a lot of things.
They gave away a lot of shit that didn't belong to them too.
And there's a history now, there's repercussions that people are finding out that there was two tribes that were very similar, but got divided.
Where?
It was like close to Cameroon and another bordering country.
Yeah.
They had the same culture, same language and everything. And then they created a border between them two.
So one
is Cameroonian now and the other one is the other. And now they're like, but wait. And Cameroon is French. The bordering country is British. So they're like, oh shit, we have to learn a new language, new culture, new thing.
Oh yeah.
Now they destroyed culture and, you know, traditions. That's what happens. That's how you kill people. And the thing is, Palestine, again, yes, it's a Muslim Arabic foundation, but it's still people. If they get destroyed and eradicated, all the other Arabs and Muslims are going to be fine.
They'll survive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Jewish people, I understand them on the other side, is if they fall, they fall. They're already getting, you know, destroyed here and there.
They're like, where are we going to go?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm not here to say this is right, this is wrong. All the whole thing, the whole story is wrong. That's the thing. The narrative is wrong. The narrative, the way they apply it, the politics behind it, it's fucking wrong.
100%.
And people are paying the poor people.
Nobody wants to sit and admit that.
Yeah, because everybody has to pick a team. You cannot be against both. Palestine has blood on their hands.
But I could be for, you know, the right thing or the right, like, you know what I mean? Like,
I had Bashir show up on the lives during COVID saying, yeah, but Palestine attacked Lebanon before the whole Israeli situation.
Yeah.
We have beef with Palestine.
But Israel's attacking Lebanon right now, though. No,
they're not the Lebanon border, but because there's terrorists.
Hezbollah. Yeah.
Because all those terrorist groups are like, hey, listen, let's unite. This is like one of the
They're like, you're less bad. You're Avengers, you know?
Exactly.
Like,
yeah. And what's happening is Israel is pretty much trying to cut off the wings of all everything. That's the reasoning they're saying. Again, I'm not even informed enough to actually know if that's actually true.
Got you.
Because there's so many subgroups, Hezbollah, Hamas, this and that, and they throw out terrorist groups on everybody right now.
Yet, once again, like, it's crazy what you mentioned. I'm going back to what you thought about, like, the leaders of Hamas. They're not even.
It's always like that.
I know, but, like, people, you know what I'm saying? Wake up.
Of course. But you have to understand the history, too. Who funded Hamas?
I don't know. You tell me.
You know they were Israeli funded before, originally?
Actually, you know what? I did read that.
This is the same thing that happened with Osama bin Laden with the CIA against the Cold War. This is a constant reoccurrent issue. You create these groups, and then once you don't need them anymore, you slap terrorists on them.
And those other crazy stuff like I was hearing was in terms of, like, they knew of the attacks.
There's a rumor that, again, and this comes back to 9/11 again, where there was rumors that was a necessity.
So we needed to be done.
So they can go attack Afghanistan and Iraq. That's why I said.
But once again, I can't confirm or deny. I'm just saying. Like,
exactly.
You know, once again,
but these are the rumors. Now, are these conspiracy theories?
Misinformation.
Or maybe it's true, but they're like hiding because you don't know these people in the shadows. What I mean by that is they're so hidden in the back. Right, there's so much dust, you can't really tell who is who.
Yeah,
but one thing for sure is some people, a little small group of elite people, are making crazy money.
I already said it. I already said it.
Crazy money. When they attacked Afghanistan, there was a lot of people saying they were doing it for the pipelines. They're not doing it for this, not for that.
Nobody was listening. Nobody was listening.
The next thing you know, they were like, yeah, we found Bin Laden. Oh, but yeah, we completed the pipeline too, by the way. Just to put it out there.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Then it's bad news in there. You know, look at our win. I'm like, well, how's that a win?
The craziest part is, like, I'm just saying, like, I know there are a lot of people hurting, like, in the world right now, you know? Like, I have a lot of Jewish friends that are hurting. You know, I have a lot of... I can't say I have a lot of Palestinian friends, if I'm talking about, like, Palestinian, but I do have three Palestinians. Exactly. I'm gonna say, literally. But I do have Muslim friends that are basically at this point, you know, have attached themselves, right?
To the cause,
you know, and they're hurting as well. Mm-hmm. But it's the craziest part is, like, the people that I know on both sides in normal circumstances are, like, loving and understanding. But when it comes to this, you know, it's like literally, it's not black or white. Well, it's black or white.
There's no gray.
And that's the part that, like, drives me insane to see. You know what I mean? Like, in normal circumstances, you and I, we have, like, such, you know, amazing conversations about everything. You know what I mean? And understanding.
You have to
things.
Pick or choose, like, but, COVID. And I'll give you another example of what's interesting. First and foremost, I've seen so many people tag on their stories on Instagram saying, if you don't like what I'm posting, unfollow me.
Yeah, that, I see that. I see that on both sides, though.
Because a lot of people are responding to it. And I feel like if you post, you're opening the door for people to respond.
I mean, isn't that the point?
Exactly. It's not like I'm going to bombard you and then you have to agree or just, you know.
Yeah.
Now, I have a personal friend that had an issue. That video went super viral last week.
Okay.
The Israeli writer.
Yes.
That started yelling at her through the... I send it to you.
Oh, I saw that one. Yeah, but that one went super viral, bro. Super viral. So many pages I follow, even including in the U.S., there's a page I call, like, Hood Videos in the U.S. that shared it. And I was like, the fuck?
Because that reminded me, and again, that's my friend that was... She's Tunisian.
Yeah, she's not even Palestinian. I remember
And I was reading articles. A Palestinian lady got it. And no, she was Tunisian.
I know.
She had the Palestinian flag. Okay, fair enough.
As it went, the story, because I saw it on 6buzz... For, like, outside of Montreal, whatever page it was at first, then I saw it on 6buzz. When it reached 6buzz, which is in Toronto, the story already got, like, a little bit perverted in the sense of, like her background and everything like that. And then, you know, as it goes along, the story kind of, like...
I called her personal. I was like, listen, you have a family. You got to be careful here.
Word.
I'm like, I understand. She gained, I think, a question of, like, 8,000 followers.
Yeah,
it was crazy. I think she even took a break. She wrote on her thing, I need a break, whatever, because it was constant bombardment. Now, if I talk about the idiot lady on the other side, regardless of who you are and what horse you pick in the race, to come and tell somebody straight up in Canada.
Because she has a flag.
Yeah.
Because she has a flag. Not because, you know,
and
you
guys. And it wasn't a Hamas flag.
That's what I was going to say. Not because you guys were, like, you know, in a debate, you don't know this person. You just saw the flag. Based off of the flag.
And you remember what she told her?
Oh, I heard everything.
I hope you get raped and dragged in front of your
children.
Kids.
Yeah, I know. I heard that.
And I'm like, God damn.
I know.
And this is in Montreal.
But I come from
on
hurt.
Monk.
I'm not even trying to make excuses, but, like, damn, like, when someone, like, how bad are you hurting and misinformed as a person to be able to do that?
Let's just see, even if you're misinformed, regardless, Palestine or evil.
Yeah.
To come and say that in somewhere where it's a civilized, safe neighborhood.
I know.
And you come and you literally give your name on social media.
I think she deactivated her shit.
She put it private. And she's a writer. She was known in the community. It was crazy. And the funny thing is I started following.
But she probably got, like, a lot of support from her side.
Yeah. There was somebody from Israel that's saying, oh, one of our compatriots is being attacked in Montreal. Somebody posted a story, but it was cut in pieces.
They cut it?
No, they didn't.
Oh.
But even if they did, regardless, let's just say it was chopped different. Okay. She still said what she said.
She sure did.
Like, even if I come and tell you, go fuck yourself.
And she still rammed her car.
Exactly.
Into the girl's car.
But let's just say she didn't ram the car. Forget about it. She said literally. You don't know, that's even worse. But I'm just saying the part where it's, you can't blame anybody else is, I hope you get raped and dragged in front of your kids.
Yeah.
As much as you can cut the video, she could have said that you're a bitch. She could have said that you're evil.
Yeah.
Saying that.
I know.
And then saying my
to another woman.
That she doesn't know exactly.
To another woman.
Another woman in her car. And she says her name. Yeah, this is my name on social media.
I remember.
The arrogance. The arrogance That's crazy. In Montreal, if that would have happened.
I feel like people, it's the state of this society, and like I feel like everybody has some fucking kind of mental issue. Like, to think that it's okay to say that because you don't agree with someone else's political views or their...
Is it even politics?
I was going to say not just political. Well, from that perspective, it is, right? Because for her...
It's humanitarian at this point.
Yeah, but her, she's looking at it from a political... But yes, even humanitarian, to think that it's okay to respond in that manner... On camera, en plus.
Yeah. She gave her name.
You're so emboldened. You're so deluded and self-righteous.
Oh, yeah.
At that point.
She's like, this is my name. What are you going to do about it?
Like, you don't think... That's insane, man.
And she's a mother. Because
it makes you as bad as...
The other lady. The funny thing is, I went to go and see her profile. She's a mother, author. She has two kids, right? And she proclaims to be a loving mother.
Loving.
And I'm like, holy shit.
Whoa.
You get what I'm saying?
Like, more than get it. What do you mean?
And this is where it shocks me. And this is where I'm like, this is delusional at this point.
It is.
Where you got these people going for a march for peace in Palestine. And then you might have another march for Israel.
You have some Israeli marches.
Then they're going to come and confront. And I'm like, so I'm going to... So we're going to get in a fight. I'm going to go to jail or somebody's going to get injured. What is it going to change in the real situation?
Why? Like you said,
to prove that I have a purpose. And this is the arrogance of people right now, is they need to feel that they have a purpose. When I tell people, why don't you give to charity for Palestine? I'm like, if you check out the research, if you give a dollar, by the time it gets to Palestine, it's like half a cent.
Yeah.
Right? Because everybody, the Egyptians are going to take it for the borders. The companies need to pay and everything like that. I'm like, I would rather feel more comfortable doing a change by helping people here where I see literally my change.
I get you.
Right? Yeah. Then believing in these false communities. Because don't forget, maybe a month and a half ago, there was the sad catastrophe that happened in Morocco. Right? Everybody was like, pray for Morocco.
Yeah.
That was, you couldn't blame anybody except God, literally there.
Yeah, right? that was an earthquake. Right? Yeah, exactly.
Right? You can't blame God. So, let's just go and help and everything like that. Yeah. So everybody was rushing. I helped people that were Moroccan. I knew they were taking bags. I knew
stuff back.
There's no politics behind it.
No.
This is a humanitarian situation.
True, straight up.
When it comes to Palestine, Israel's going to say, we have to stop the donation to going to Palestine because we don't know if it's funding Hamas.
Yeah,
so that's the carte blanche on everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. When the L'Église de Notre Dame in Paris
burnt. Yeah.
Natural catastrophes, let's just say. 1.3 billion.
In no time.
No time.
What was it, like a week or
less?
Yeah,
it was less than a week. Billion just to, create it. You see what I'm saying? Like, you realize these double measures when you look from outside. And I'm like, listen,
I'm about to get me mad.
But again, that's why I have to laugh about it. And that's why I'm like, hey.
Well, I'm not at the laughing stage.
Yeah. That's why I don't mind talking about it, having a reasonable conversation.
Yeah.
But the thing is.
And you can have it with me because I don't have any, full stake in either side.
Well, you do as a human. But that's
the thing. But I was going to tell you, my only stake is the humanity piece. Yeah,
but as it should for everybody.
But it's not.
Yeah.
It's not like that for everybody.
But that's why. And then the use of words, where it fascinates me, the way people communicate. When they do it, they're terrorists. You remember that little picture that said, if a black man does a crime, he's gang related. If an Arabic does a crime, he's a terrorist. If a white dude does it, he has mental illness.
Yep.
This is literally what's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, you attacked or you did this, you're a terrorist.
Mm.
If we do this.
You're defending your freedom.
We're the heroes. We have to, fight for our freedom.
But it's the same thing. It's the same thing, though, like how. So I'm curious, how do the Palestinian people view Hamas?
So it seems the statistics here, 52% of people are for it.
For Hamas?
From Gaza, yes. They were voted there in 2007.
I know.
2007.
I know.
Okay. Now, I would add to that.
Okay.
If that is the case, if that is true numbers, 52, that's 50%.
Okay.
First, right?
Yeah.
Now, if 52% of the population is under the age of voting. First, so that's a quarter of the people that voted for it.
Yeah.
See how you play with numbers?
I know. That's
now, those people that agreed upon Hamas.
Yes.
You have to understand You have to know
the circumstances.
What they told them.
Okay.
If they're coming and telling them, listen,
yeah,
we have no fair chance. We got to play dirty. We want your freedom in this. Maybe that's how they sold them on it.
Mm.
Now, are they? Do they have a hidden agenda? Hamas, every group
yeah.
has a hidden agenda.
Fuck yeah.
If Iran is sponsoring this, if, again, because I don't know, but those are the rumors, because they have an advantage. They have something to gain in this.
Mm-hmm.
Of Hezbollah, whatever they're called in Lebanon, are yeah. decided it's not because of a humanitarian or for a good cause, because or else they would have done the same thing for Yemen, or they would have done the other things for the other countries.
Huh, good right? point.
Algeria is the perfect example in this. I know this for a fact.
Okay.
When there was the whole massacre going on in Algeria in the late 90s, early 2000s,
okay.
they were destroying people. They would come into families. They went through a whole village. 1,200 people died one night.
One night.
And fuck. They all got their neck cut.
Slit. Oh, shit.
All. Nobody bit. They didn't even care. Because you know why? Because they're like, oh, it's among you. But it wasn't among us. Because once you go in, you knew that Iran funded that.
Yeah.
Through Islam.
It was there was a lot of puppeteering.
Exactly. Because what they would do, Iran was trying to infiltrate, put cells in different Arabic or Muslim countries for them to control. So that's why they were mixing religion and politics and stuff like that. We know that today, yeah. right? But villages, whatever happened to Israel was bad. But I know for a fact in my own country, in one night, they went through one village completely. People would wake up and everybody was dead in the village. Everybody. Babies, women, and men. They knocked at my grandmother's door. My uncle came out with a shotgun. And the neighbors got slit just before. Fuck. So they knew what was coming.
Yo.
Right? And the thing is, this is why it aggravates me. Because I'm like, oh, we have a very short memory. Where,
we do.
Right? And then they're going to say, oh, Algeria's for Palestine. You know why they're for Palestine? Because of what happened
because
to them.
Because they remember the atrocities.
It has nothing to do with Israel. It has to do with the oppressor and the oppressee.
And that's the thing, right? Like, and I would even say same thing from like when it comes to a lot of, you know, African American, black folk, whatever, we see what happens when you say nothing or when you do nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like we're all those, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like it's the same thing that you said, like when what happened to Algeria, like you remember what can happen, right? And a lot of times you're just thinking like, what's happening in, you know, between Israel and Palestine, like the main thing that's happening right now, there is a necessary loss of life. Unnecessary for some.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I agree.
But unnecessary as a whole. And the fact, like you said, they're so... The average age is under 21.
Yeah, they're, it's a very young population.
I've seen so many things. With so many children, man. Like, and
it's... But you had one chance out of two to hit a child.
Yeah,
you?
I know.
And the thing is, I want to correct one thing, though.
Yeah,
I found myself saying it in a way. When I say Iran, I'm not talking about the people of Iran. I'm
no!
not even talking.
Government,
I'm talking about
right? government.
It's
right?
a government and it's a subcell of people, puppeteers.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
When we talk about the United States killing the Afghans or Iraq,
you know what, you're right,
I'm not talking about the people.
You do have to clarify because in this day and age, people will just be like, oh, you're talking about all that. Like us, when we're having this conversation. We're not having this conversation as an attack on like the, you know, on Jewish people
yeah.
or the
for sure not.
Or like the Israeli people or Palestinian people as a whole, right? We're talking about those in power that are trying to manipulate, puppeteer, and maneuver things that are turning all of us as human beings against each other.
Yeah.
You know, we need to be able to people have a hard time separating facts. You know what I mean? Separating you know.
But what are facts today?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
That's true. That's how we started this conversation.
Exactly. And like, I'm going to conclude it this way. Like, facts.
Is there a conclusion, my friend?
No, but that's the thing. It's not, but I can only say.
We're going to put pause for now.
Exactly. Till the next.
Yeah.
Sadly, I was going to say the next massacre, the next chapter, the next.
Yeah. We don't want either on either side. We don't want these casualties on either side.
And I wouldn't be arrogant enough to come and claim that I know that I have a solution. I don't. There's so many people involved in this situation.
Well, you above. Said how it ends.
Yeah, yeah. I know the ending.
You know the ending.
I know the ending, and it's not a good ending. Yeah, it's not one of those stories where it ends well.
Shit, I thought I was going to come in today and we were going to talk about Jada and Will. Her crazy ass.
Next week.
All right.
On Thoughts and Confessions.
That would have been a fun one, but no, go on.
No, but anyway.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Like,
look, love to all the people. Hopefully yes. your families, your friends, you know, can be safe. Let's stop killing fucking, you know, women, children, and, you know, young, innocent
stop
people.
Stop killing people.
Stop killing
period.
People, man.
Period.
Stop for... fucking killing people. And stop justifying and hiding it behind, you know, whatever you want to call it, whether it's your religion, your nationality, or whatever. Stop hiding behind that bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Well said. And on that note.
Peace.